your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Talking to Dr. Birnbaum right now. We're going to talk a little bit about Marine Le Pen. And before we do that, I want to ask all of you to please, even you who are listening on the radio, go to our website, if you would, KERReport, www.kereport.com. And I'd like you to comment on some of the topics that we discuss on the radio program, pro or con. Okay, now talking about Marine Le Pen with Dr. Frieda. Tell us about this woman, would you, Frieda?
Thank you, Al. Well, it's interesting because she went in opposition for the president in France against Emmanuel Macron, and he became the first French president in two decades to win a second term, holding off Le Pen's far-right threat to upend Europe and relations with Russia. So who is Marine Le Pen? She's a French lawyer and politician who ran for the French presidency in 2012, 2017, and 2022. She is somebody who has had political exposure in the past. Her father is Jean Le Pen. He has been known to be a politician who's racist and an anti-Semitist, with anti-Semitic points of views. He's described Nazi as gas chambers and as detail of history. So he does not even define what they did there with the Jewish people. He denied the Holocaust and gay rights and abortions. So she, Le Pen, has worked for many years for the Front, an organization that her father started. And she has been there for a long time.
Frieda, I want you to elaborate on one thing. You said that he denied the Holocaust, and then you went on and you said it was a point in history. I think what you meant to say, it was a point in history that must be remembered. Is that correct?
I don't know if that's correct, but it was a point in history that has to be remembered, true. And if that's what he said, they did not specify that, but it sounds like you're on the right track with the way he presented it and what he meant and the way it was said. So yes, it's a little bit misinformation here, but that's the right track that you're on with this information, Al.
Okay. Go on, my dear.
Thank you. So she now says that Islam is compatible with the French Republic. So she has really become much softer with her stance of Islam.
Okay, and that's kind of important, I guess.
Yes, it is very important to know that she's changing her way of representing France. And her party, Le Pen's party, was co-founded by her father 50 years ago on a nationalist anti-immigrant platform. And she took over from her father 11 years ago. And she did have ties with Russia and plans to ban Muslim women from wearing headdress scarves in public. And she hoped to gain votes on issues of poverty and spending power, but struggled as Macron repeatedly questioned her grasp of the economy, which she really did not have a good grasp about. But let me tell you a little bit more about her. She's 53 years old. She has three children. She's been divorced two times. She's the youngest of three children. And her childhood was colored by further political career opportunities and problems. There was a bomb attack on their apartment when she was a child. And to this day, they don't know who really was behind the scene. But she distanced herself from her father's point of views. And she's a critic of anti-Semitism. And marginalized the party in the past. And she capitalized in this anti-establishment streak that she had going. So the controversial statements by Jean-Paul Marie Le Pen fired a public feud with Marine. Now, Jean-Paul is her father. And In August of 2015, the elder, her father, Le Pen, was expelled from the party that he held for over for 40 years. So a deadly terrorist attack occurred, and it showed that Marine Le Pen was to blame for France's immigration party and her growing anti-Semitic, Islamic sentiment that was boosted by the National Front. She also supported Trump's anti-establishment and anti-immigration and anti-Islamic platform that helped to grow her own platform at that time. So Le Pen departured, and she departured from her father's point of view, and she did capture about 34% of the vote. And though she finished a distant second to Macron, Le Pen declared that the National Front had become the official opposition party to Macron that was led at that time in 2017. Now, catching up to today, she also at that time was under criminal investigation for funds that she incurred. And spent $5.4 million on National Front party business. So that was in 2017. But today, she captured in 2022 more than 40% of the vote. And then against that, with Macron, that was the strongest finish of any National Front or national rally of a presidential candidate in this party's history at that time. So she did come out much stronger this time, and she's also much softer than she was before, protecting her people, protecting the government, and not as harsh on individuals' freedom of speech, nationalities.
Fruit, we've only got about a minute left here. I'd just like you to elaborate on one thing. You said earlier that she got 34% of the popular vote.
Yes.
And then you said later that she got 40% of the popular vote. What was the number?
All right. So 2017, you know, she ran against for president about, 2017 as well. And at that time, her percentage was 34, catching up to 2020, her percentage, as I think I said, was 40%.
Yeah.
So she did much better this time around because she changed her political, her nationalistic point of view.
You know, I got to tell you, it sounds like in the next election, if Le Pen runs again, it sounds like she could be a force to be reckoned with. She sounds like a very interesting woman in that mentally she is open for all kinds of dialogue and seems to be open for change. I was unaware of that, and I appreciate you bringing all of this up. Thanks, Dr. Frieda.
Thank you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.